This is the WQVL repeater. Good morning.
WU2L listening.
W2VL. Repeater, good morning. The time is 1:47 a.m. Net tonight at 8:30. W2VL. Repeater, system.
Right now we have a have about an 8-foot table in there with a milk with about 6 radios that are bolted to the table. We're awaiting the cabinetry to be fabricated. Probably installed at the spring. By next HRU, it'll be ready to be totally unveiled inside and out.
Yeah, everything takes time, doesn't it? But I'm just passing junction. Traffic's heavy, but moving.
Yeah, I gotta go to more lower Beekman and south. Up the yard, a nice look. A little behind the schedule here, but you know, had to watch News 12 last night. Segment is called On the Radio. Hundreds of Long Islanders showed up to Bryant Cliff College. Blah, 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 blah.
Fun. Oh, joy.
Today's 45-second piece. And Neil, who was the chairperson of the event, after a 5-minute interview with the 12 guys, they said, "And Dutcher radio operators also have fun with amateur radio," as one president of the Long Island Bar told us that, "Oh yeah, that's fun. We talk to people in Australia and this place and that place," and even the space bumbling for a word, but it was fine, you know. You know, it was funny. He was nervous, man. It was hysterical. I told him, I said, "Hey, you're the one with the suit tie. Your camera ready."
Don't wear a suit and tie to those things. They find you.
Yeah, then what happened was the news 12 guy tells me, "Well, I was given specific orders. I have to get you on camera." Down at the table there at the front, where there was one radio in operation, which was the talking station, and about a 5-second clip of me yapping on a microphone with no sound.
You arranged for them to show up, and that's how come they had you on order to be on, get, make sure that you're there?
One of the members of our club out here, Charles, president of News 12.
That would do it.
So on News 12, you might be seeing more and more of amateur radio. He wasn't even around. He's in Europe right now. But through email, I had contacted him. He said, "I mean, you know, I'm in Europe, but I'll contact the desk. No problem. John will take care of it." And I sent him a thank you last night. Asked him to see if he got a couple of copies of this so I could get one out to Neil, some of the other people on the camera.
The repeater just got real noisy to me.
Could be the link. I'm on 375 right now. So, I'll flip over. It could be me.
Even the tail end and the, my tail end is noisy. As I went around the turn, going towards Maurice Avenue, just at Maurice Avenue there, all of a sudden I could hear the noise come up as I went around the turn.
Very interesting. Very interesting. So did you happen to see our little DVD slideshow?
Nope. I didn't. Haven't loaded the CD, haven't done a lot of things yet.
Right there, when you walked into the room where all the clothes were set up. We had the TV sitting there with the DVD running, and we had the monitor up on top. I mean, there was Wi-Fi. We had our website up and running for everybody to see.
Website up on the screen. I saw there was something going on in the monitor. Didn't watch it.
Yep, that was us. That was us. We were on our site, and Mike Glasgow was sitting with us. His table, we had set up his table right next to ours, and he was playing with the laptop, going on the leak site for stuff, and everybody was watching, you know. In the morning, I put up the current local best page temperature, so everybody was complaining it was cold to see it wasn't that cold out.
Pronounce Lysenko. Mike's a nice guy. Done a lot of work with Mike.
This is KAE2NCV.
Nassau County Tom. What's up, my cousin Vinny? I'm in here with Charles. Getting close to sounding the dive alarm. Okay, Vinny, take a turn. W2HC, would it be?
Dive, dive, dive.
I guess Charlie's gonna dive. That means he's by the river. I'm just getting onto the Suffern State Parkway, so our commute is just beginning, but we're beginning it earlier than normal, about 6 minutes early. So, we're right on time. We should be at the country line by 6 o'clock. So, everyone had a good weekend. How was the ham radio, how was that ham radio business yesterday? Ham Radio University. Just curious. I did forget all about it. Doing other things yesterday. Over you to, I'll give it to you, Johnny. HCB in the group, KA21CD. Over to you.
Hey, Vinny, Vinny. Hey, HRU went off quite well. Got some news coverage and everything. We was on TVs. I gotta walk around with sunglasses on today.
Channel 12 News is there.
Roger, roger.
Unless it goes to YouTube, I won't see it because I don't have cable, so I won't get to see it.
Yeah, we're working on it. I got some guys working on getting it recorded to get onto our website.
Well, that's good. How long are they there for?
Oh, 41 seconds.
That's all they wasted, that's all 41 seconds they were out of there, huh?
You know, hundreds of amateur radio operators came to Parkland College today for blah 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 blah. They got a picture of yours truly yapping on the radio, and then they got the chairperson, HRU. They interview him for 5 minutes, and they use like a 10-second clip of him.
Yeah, one right one. The rest went into the trash. Yeah, that's what they do. What can you tell you? Unless it goes into a local rag paper, as they call it. Well, at least you got some exposure on TV. Channel 12 News, my attorney had called me they were going to use our story on the news, but they never followed up and they never called them, so that was the end of that. So, at least they were there for you. Me, they only called and that was it. They didn't even get past the phone call.
Oh, I got connection. I got connection. So, yeah, it's who you know, man. You got those peoples.
Yeah, who you know. Speaking of who you know, I got my civic meeting tonight. So I'll have to, for some viewing tonight at the civic meeting. And, that's the story. At least traffic here on the Bill's motherfucker is moving right along here. So far, so good. Over to you there, Johnny. This is KA21CD in the group. Oh, I did use Echo Link yesterday. I use it on occasion. A guy from Australia. Well, it's just easier than using the radio downstairs, I gotta tell you.
Yeah, but it don't count. It doesn't count when if you want to go for one of those fancy dangled awards there, you know? There's no awards for voice over IP.
Yeah, but when the vent condition's really a bad point, I don't go for no awards, just Reg June. It was an interesting conversation. I had to cut it short because I had to go out. But, it's very interesting.
Oh, yeah, no, it's a great little thing there, you know? No doubt about it. Opens up a lot for a lot of people. But, anyway, I think you would have enjoyed HRU there, Vinny. Lots of topics covered, and lots of people. I think the numbers are somewhere around 400 through the door.
Did I have it this year?
And they have it every year, Bryan Cliff College. Bethpage, Stewart Avenue.
Yeah, so they have the outdoor flea market still.
Roger.
Well, since I'll get it too late here, I'm going to give the usual fuel report. Stock market this morning. A barrel of crude oil is trading right now at 83.15. Gold is trading at 11.59, and the gas is at right now 5.06. We see continued surge in the fuel crude, and heating was at 219. I don't know what that number means, but it was at 219. That was a drop there. I can't tell you the last heating home oil delivery on Friday's price was $3.12. We'll get today's numbers this afternoon. And this was the stock market report. And good morning to those of you listening to the scan. Johnny?
G2B.
Hey.
Charlie has surfaced. Brady, where are you getting that home heating oil cost from? Because, Daryl Dennis just took on 335 gallons at $2.49 a gallon out in the wild of Suffolk. Charles, take a turn, pass it over to Vinny.
Bit of traffic getting in the tunnel. After I said dive, 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 I sat in traffic at the toll booth. That was no fun. There we talk about, 41 seconds on the air, and, 5-minute interview. That's fairly normal. At least 5-to-1 footage to airtime. 5-to-1, 10-to-1. That's what you can expect. Vinny?
Morning, Charlie. I have a dedicated website on my computer that I access, and I look at it every so often. The price doesn't change, well, since the market's open, so that's why the price is changing. The market's already open, because it's obviously global. So that's how we get those numbers. What that other number means, I'm not really sure. I'll have to investigate it. I just start looking at that number.
Aha. Uh-huh. Very well. Well, got the news last night. Jay Leno's show canceled. Primetime show is canceled. How about that, Charles? I got to see what Howard Stern has to say about that this morning, because I know he just loves Jay Leno. He's going to be jumping for joy that this happened. Charlie, over to you, W2HCB.
Technically, the show isn't canceled. What's going to happen is it runs on February 12th, then it's going to be cut for the Olympics, and then its time is going to be changed to 11:35, and the Tonight Show is going to run at 12:05, and that's for contractual reasons that they don't call it a cancellation but a time move, because if they canceled either one of the shows, they would have had to have paid massive, and I do mean massive, contract penalties. So the Jay Leno show is just moving to 11:35, and the Conan, the Tonight Show is moving to 12:05, which is the latest it can contractually start. One of those oddball, this is how the lawyers decided to solve that one. Vinny, KG2B.
Yes, Charlie, that's exactly right what's going to happen. However, there is one other, there's one other kicker to that. I think he may get moved totally if Fox is looking to pick up that show, Conan. So he may no longer be where he is. So, if they're willing to pay if they're willing to pay that, which I believe they are, to get him off there, they may do that. Because they're looking to pick up that show. So that'll be an interesting, continuing saga. And, I was thinking about, adding Stern to my radio. My contract that I have with XM runs at the end of this month. I was just on the horn with them yesterday. Somebody told me that I was going to do a the unlimited, so you know, more bills. Somebody at work told me that they were probably going to go into the tank, XM and Sirius. Said don't do it. So I don't know, I'm weighing out my options right now. Over to you, Johnny.
Radio. I mean, they're going to just shut it down when all those people have bought those
all the equipment. That was interesting. How are you, John? This is KA2NCD in the group.
That's why I never paid for the lifetime subscription, month by month. But interesting, because the XM stock that's out there has tanked big time. Sirius has been hanging on. And, I mean, they're one company now. But whenever you listen to XM, they don't tell you nothing about Sirius. But when you listen to Sirius, they cross-promote XM. And I know the Sirius people are quite upset with XM people for not doing the cross-promotions. So, and Sirius has the higher number of subscriptions, and seems to have the content that the people want. At least that's what was found out by a marketing firm. So, we'll see what happens with the... Hey, Sarah, man. Just got on the off the 135 onto the 495, and I'll be going to the 278 through the Manhattan Bridge. Woohoo! Mr. EB, over to you, sir.
All right, thank you. Wow, so excited about that. All these. In my seat there. Yep, Channel 25, The Blend. And, I don't know. We'll see. As far as the lifetime, was it $400 or something? I don't know. I forget what they want for that. The Sirius, my son had a fantastic head that you could remove it and put it into a boom box, slides into that with like a long antenna, stick out the window or something like that. Then someone broke into his truck, and he took the head, and called up Sirius, and they said, well, this is for nothing, we'll send you a new head. Be the same, but at least just get on it. And he got put up in tow. Pretty good. Kept him as a customer. And I heard a lot of underhandedness on XM about slamming double billing and all that stuff and problems with that. So go to Better Business Bureau and you look up XM and you'll see like complaints after complaints after complaints. They're not really that well, and their business practice isn't that well either. And since Charlie, leave a little pause for Charlie in case he's on the other side of the tunnel. Otherwise, it goes back to the dumper. This is N2EB.
Charlie, it's fine, so I'm not leaving the pause. I don't know, there you're out. I can tell you, though, when I was finding out, first off, well, I don't understand it, but maybe I could be wrong, but it seems as though most cars get XM radio on Sirius. When I had my General Motors product, it was XM, and now when I have this, it's XM, so I know they put Sirius in other cars, but I know, whoever is negotiating these deals with the manufacturers when they're putting them in, I could be wrong about it, and they always said Sirius is better than XM, so, but now it doesn't matter, they're wrong in one company. They can put both of them in your vehicle. XM and the Sirius together. So, and they wanted $500 for a lifetime subscription. And that would give you both XM and Sirius radio. With no more monthly payments. Actually, they changed their payment scheme. $100 a month for 5 months. So that's what they would do. So that was what they told me on the phone yesterday. Over to you, John. This is KA2NCD in the group.
I'm listening to this Jay Leno debacle here. Seems at the front page of the Post and the Daily News front page. It's Conan Furious, ready to quit NBC. Fox has offered Conan a deal. Interesting.
All right. Now I was just watching this guy that in a Taurus. I've never had a Taurus. Guy was like booking it, man. Came right up on my tail, and then he switched lanes, and he's like zipping around. I said, "That's where the park rate drops to 50 miles an hour." I said, "That's not a good idea." Yeah. Anyway. Oh, you know, $500 a month. That's really, like, if you're gonna have it, like, you gotta figure that out. How many years you gotta have it to get it paid off, and then the rest is gravy. Figure it out. And that's nice the way they do it. You know, just give you 5 months to pay it. Then it's all yours, free and clear. The rest of your life, or for the rest of their life, whichever comes first. Number? Leave no port.
Now you only get 3 transfers on a lifetime subscription to equipment.
Director, all of the witching in a moment. It's let me clarify that, John. It's $100 a month for 5 months. So the subscription is $500, not $500 a month. And you're right, you get 3 tries, and then I think the 4th try, they charge you $75, is the way she explained it to me. But then again, I was talking to somebody in Jamaica, so I would call them back. But that's the deal on that. It's $100 a month for 5 months, but years ago, they used to make you pay right up front. Now they give you installments, so they changed their business practice there. Oh, you Richie, and I'm going to sign. This is the dumper. We'll catch everyone in the afternoon, KA2NCD.
As we pause for the pause that refreshes, this is the N2 PPM Automobile. Good morning to Mr. and Mrs. America, all our ships at sea, and all those listeners on the scanner and the internet and other various modes, means tin cans with strings and everything else. And all our recent graduates of Ham Radio University. Yes, 3 equipment changes. You know, you buy that brand new car, you got your Sirius XM radio in there. What do you do when you sell the car? Well, you buy a new car, you got to transfer the subscription to the new car. Well, and subsequently, or what if the car gets stolen or wrecked or totaled or whatever, radio dies? You have to transfer your subscription. It's not unlimited transfers, which you would think is not a big deal. You're just giving them a serial number and they're punching it into a computer. They should give that to you for free as part of your lifetime subscription. But just like lifetime subscriptions to the ARRL and the NRA, nothing comes without penalties. John, over to you and to PPN on the solid state.
Hey, Richie, when it comes back around, do you think I need to wear sunglasses today? And say, do you know who I am? Oh, man. As far as when you're buying a new vehicle, and it comes with the radio, you gotta do what my buddy does. He makes the dealer pay for the transfer. He negotiates that after they settle the price on the car, and then he goes, oh, by the way, you know, they're going to charge me X amount to swing my service over to this radio in this car. You have to pay that. He gets away with it. Anyway. Case of Rossera, as they say. Oh, man. I don't want to go to where I'm going this morning. I don't want to do it. I don't. It's not like Herman Munster.
Evie? Thank you, and Mobile.
Hey, I hope you're past the viaduct. All right, so there you go, 3 transfers, like, but then you have to start paying for it, or let the dealer pay for it if you buy a new car. Sure, like the deal, I guess, a little bit of a break or whatever. choose to transfer. But these are the things that we have to ponder. But wasn't Saturday's game great, Steve? I bet you were glued to the TV with a bowl of popcorn and rooting for those Jets, huh? Come on. You figured I'd give it to Rich, because Dump is gone. Can't be 2NQ out of the group, and Sweetie.
If I can't get you in, QN Mobile, I'm west of the viaduct now. Still north and east of the repeater. Good morning. Yes, I was among the herds of sheep that watched that game. Good game. And I was also among the herd of sheep that watched the end of yesterday's game. That was a wild one. And all of my pickage went down in flames with the Packers. So I have to regroup. I buy a white card, John, because, you know, white's easy to keep clean. It's also easy to look at the leaves with. Richie?
John, I really wouldn't know if you need sunglasses today because I still haven't seen the piece. After I got off the phone with you, of course, I was busy trying to get a DVR going so that I could record it, and I missed it. The wife was yelling to me, come in the kitchen, and I was like, I didn't even hear her. So, and then in the next half an hour, they didn't repeat it again. They had some stupid quiz show on. Then after the quiz show, they did the news again. And that half an hour, they didn't do it again. So I left the DVR to, I think, pull another hour off the air, and I'll go look through it. If it's there, it's there. It wasn't on their website. Maybe it'll get put up on their website today. And if that's the case, then you can capture it, link to it, do whatever you need to do with it. But if you think you need to wear sunglasses, you go right ahead, okay? A big hoodie sweatshirt, some dark sunglasses, maybe a Yankee cap. People will think you're Kanye West. Or Jay-Z. One of the two. Anyway, yes, I was half-heartedly watching the game as we were chowing down to some good old-fashioned Roadhouse barbecue down in Merrick last night at Grill Fire, a George Martin production. Johnny? And to PPN, Solid State Parkway.
Sounds yummy. Came home to chicken cutlet parmesan. Anyway, I get it on DVR. I gotta figure out what that USB port is for on that box. So, there was nothing in any of the literature about the USB port. So, they got a thing on the thing copied to VCR. Gotta see if I still own a VCR. Someplace in the house, I'm sure I have one. Oh, man. You bees?
Yeah, I got a VCR. VCR and a DVD player. It's quite old, but it works. And I got a separate DVD player. Oh. Anyway, just getting on to Bushwick here. Going up the hill. It's gonna be cool. And you guys take care. Have a good 73. Steve? Over to you. Send to EV? I'm gone.
K73, this is KB2N. QN, I did not go to HRU Mobile. Much preferred being with an Asian girl. She loved me a long time. We actually went to Dick's to get her racket restrung. And then I took her over to P.F. Chang's for lunch. And it was, she ordered some special dishes that were very good. And she spoon-fed that to me. You know what she did, Rich? She chewed it first, then gave it to me. You know, like a bird and its young and in the nest. Kinky.
Oh, there's nothing like pre-digested food. Mmm, yummy. Oh, my. Johnny, that USB port on the front of the
Scientific Atlanta DVR box or whatever, which one you got. It's usually for a keyboard. Keyboard or external input device used for either programming or for other features that may or may not be enabled. So, if you do have a setting that says record to VCR, you could theoretically use a video capture device, such as an Adaptec Video or a Dazzle or something like that that you might have hooked up to your computer, and use that to capture the output that would be going to the VCR, unless it's going out over RF, in which case then you need a demodulator to demodulate the remodulate to modulate the Framistat with the Henway. If that's the case, then it's easier just to find a VCR and slap it onto a VCR, figure out how to get it off the VCR later. But if I was able to grab it up, I got it in standard definition. If I can pull it off the net, then I'll get it in the HD or whatever it is that they put it up on the net. So somebody will find it, post it, put it up, and then you'll have to wear your dark glasses at night. Johnny? And 2PPN coming into the CIP.
Yeah, I got it on the DVR, so I also got a request out the finished 41 seconds and the raw footage. So we shall see what happens. Just that my contact person is over in Merriot, England, as we speak. Place the call from over there, send the people over there, and like I say, there was drool coming out of certain people's mouths when News 12 showed up. And the comment I heard was, "We tried for 10 years to get them here. We can never get them here." And there was a lot of finger-pointing and oohs and ahs out in the parking lot, guys. A lot of oohs and ahs, and why don't we have one of those, Steve?
Are you guys going to clue me in on what you're yapping about? Because all I was going to do is get a white car because it's easy to keep clean, but I guess that's not the topic.
Hold on, I got a phony call coming in.
Yeah, Elf was on TV last night, News 12.
Have the magnifying lens?
They had to use that 6x optical zoom on him, super macro focus. It was all about HRU.
Keepers. Okay. Oh, well. I didn't get any testicle messages during the course of the day, so I guess he was busy accepting awards.
Well, Johnny, turn the volume down, so I don't know where you're at with the conversation here. Johnny, Evil Johnny, calling Evil Johnny. Over to you, sir.
Left.
Evil Johnny left. Funny why he's not answering. Hey, did you fill Steve in?
The zoom lens and they got you?
They got me, man. They got me. And the oohs and the ahs in the parking lot, the finger pointing was, and why don't we have one of those was the trailer out in the parking lot, which made a huge statement.
Statement is, my club's better than your club.
Oh, it was funny. You know, we were there early. We had to run. We were running all the, you know, extension cords for all the people that were doing their things. And one of my guys goes, John, look out the window. That'd be 30 people standing there pointing and oohing and gogging, and you see goggle and drool rolling out of the sides of their mouths. Oh, it's hysterical.
That drools all the time.
Yeah, I mean, people drooling is not something new. I mean, you know, the question is, was it the same people that need the Febreze?
Yeah, there's a few of them, too. And it was funny. It was. And now we have this road case, you know, the big
big black road cases like production crews use. One of our members got his hands on one for us, so we pack all our stuff in there and we roll it in, and it's got our club logo on it and everything. Everybody's looking like, what? We had the DVD going with all the events going. We had the website up and running on a monitor for everybody to see. Wheez was it, man. We're pimping out.
I didn't check. Did anybody use the EchoLink node?
I tried to access it from the network at Briarcliff, and I couldn't do it.
Oh, because their router's not set up to port forward. But had you known about how to use the proxies, you would have been able to use the proxies.
Yeah, I need to get some documentation and put it in a little book, Richie. I have a bunch of little books now with labels on them, so I remember how to do things now. Because all I can seem to remember is that wire 33 is for the extend out on the 135 boom, which is a red wire with white tracing. But if you lose the blue wire with the red tracing, it don't work.
I was just wondering what the other club table had. Bunch of t-shirts?
No. No, they had some free copies of some QSTs. Had some stuff out. One, you got a thing to hang around your neck, a lanyard.
Were they current copies of QST, or were they like 50-year-old copies?
5-10 years old.
Nice.
Things never change.
Well, we had the section manager sitting with us. He was giving away repeater guides.
Which guy was that?
N2YBB, you know, the actor.
Yes, I know who it is. And how's my favorite ARRL official that lies like a... I don't even want to talk about it. How is he? Was he looking very large in stature? He's only like an inch taller than you.
Larry McClure?
I don't know. Which guy we talk about? Talk about the guy that gave our guy the plaque in front of about 150 people and praised the Great South Bay Club?
Oh, is he short? Short, and does he lie a lot?
Oh, you gotta clue me in a little bit here, because I don't know which guy you're talking about, Steve.
Is that the salt and pepper guy?
The motorcycle / hockey player lying guy.
That guy?
Gathering this information, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that P.F. Chang's with somebody digesting your food for you was a lot better than yesterday. Though it does sound like there were a couple good, you know, knife in the back routines.
I guess it's always nice to, he pointed at and ogled and admired and filmed. Especially, you know, when no one else has been able to accomplish those kind of things. Kind of like gives you that warm, fuzzy, kumbaya feeling, I guess. Johnny, N2PP on it, Rock, Rockaway Boulevard.
I was pretty hysterical when the guy from News Talk showed up and he's asking for me. And everybody's running around looking for me. It was good. It was good. And they're trying to and Diane Steve Ford from the league was standing next to Diane. It's like, Steve Ford should go on camera. Steve Ford should go on camera. I said, no. I said, Neil's got to go on camera. He's the chairperson at HRU. Let's put Neil on camera. He's wearing a suit and tie. He's ready. He's camera ready. Let's put Neil in front. 5-minute interview. They used about a 4-second clip of the guy. They took a lot of nice camera shots, and, you know, they got this some weird guy talking on a radio. I broke into some QSO on this repeater. Just for the camera shot. Because the guy said, as for my boss, I have to get you on camera. I said, okay. Some people are just such hams.
Really? I mean, you know, 3 years ago he was spitting on the ground at these events. Now he's, you know, he's got to go for 20-minute makeup before he goes on the floor.
No. This event, you get to play all kinds of stuff. Contesting, DXing, all that stuff. Those other guys play with the lights and sirens in some other room and believe that they're firemen and policemen. I don't go to that. Like groupie. The comment was made was, how come you don't have a light bar on top of your trailer? Soon come, man.
Stayed there all day, John.
Yeah, Roger, you know, we were the host club, so we're there for setup and we're there for takedown and we're there for the full load.
Have a good turnout.
The figure is somewhere around 400 people.
Oh, cool. That's good. Everybody got some exposure, some more than others. All right. Very good. So, us being your in the inner circle, do we get autographed photographs of you and whatever News 12 puts out? Do I have to call out Elisa DiStefano and get these pictures?
Call her, she can get a copy of the DVD. I got my connection working on it. Send them an email, thank you. We'll see what happens. I didn't even know it was going to be on. I get home, I'm doing something, and that's when my daughter's yelling, Dad, what? They're talking about amateur radio.
Does your daughter watch News 12? Why isn't she like watching Degrassi High or something?
Of course, what happened was, I was on my way home, because I had to go dump off the trailer. So my wife kind of called me and said, hey, no, that was good. I said, News 12 stopped down, blah, blah, blah. She goes, we'll watch it. So they were flipping back and forth between that and the football game. And yes, I saw the end of that game too last night, and I was like, oh my goodness.
I know you missed the, you know, like the beginning portions of the game, but they were down by 17 points most of the game until the fourth quarter. So they stormed back.